first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. At her grandmother's memorial, Gaia Anderson is in for surprise.
My grandmother influenced my life through her love, care, and devotion. I was recipient of her sweet handiwork. The hand-crocheted blanket she made for me graced my body many cool evenings. During the memorial service the day of her funeral, a shoddy company of people wearing frazzled, unkempt clothes entered. Secretly, my mind objected to their presence. Who are they? I struggled. Why are they here? My curiosity got the better of me. I approached them, and they smiled at me. Thankfully, my antagonistic feelings subsided, and compassion for their plight kicked in. Did you know my grandmother? Oh, yes, we loved your grandmother. Without her, we wouldn't have made it through the winter. She was so good to us. I thought, what are you talking about? Sensing my confusion, one of the men held out his hands. He held multicolored gloves, a matching scarf and hat. I recognized the yarn and perfected handiwork. My grandma provided these homeless people with gifts to help them endure the winter. These gifts, crocheted with the leftover yarn from her grandchildren's throes, were as precious to them as my blanket was endearing to me. Stunned and somewhat ashamed, I realized perhaps they knew her better than I.
Gaia Anderson is a teacher and writer. This program was produced by Guy Lanier. If you have a story or an opinion you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.